Welcome to the Spoonie Podcast. I'm your host, Emily Fraser. This show is for anyone living with a chronic health condition. From personal experience, I know how difficult it is to navigate life with debilitating symptoms like pain and fatigue. I want you to know that you're not alone, and it is possible to build a life you love alongside your diagnosis. I can't wait to show you how. Hello, I just wanted to record a quick episode this week to keep you all updated about what's been going on in my life. So if you've been following my journey, you know that in the spring, we found out that we would have to go through IVF, in vitro fertilization, which is a fertility treatment because of male factor infertility. And at that time, I was going through so many emotional waves because, you know, I've gone through so much on my Spoonie journey and I'm finally at the place where I have so much energy and I've really figured out how to pace. And I went from being bedridden and on disability leave to really thriving in my business and being able to do things like hiking and bike rides and not have to worry about canceling plans. So the thought of, you know, going through this whole long process at the fertility clinic was really daunting, and I definitely felt overwhelmed at times. And now we're at the point where I've started injections as of last Saturday, and it's been really incredible for me to watch the journey over the last several months of how my mindset has shifted. Of course, like, it helps that I've created the Thriving Spoonie Pathway program and that every week I get to work with clients, and it just helps me deepen those lessons that I've learned myself and remind me that I have all the tools and resources that I need. So even, for example, giving myself the hormone injections, I never thought I'd ever have the strength or resilience to give myself my own needles. And even leading up to it, I was really afraid of the pain and just not sure I could do it. For context, I used to be like terrified of needles. I used to have to lie down flat if I was getting blood work done because I would get so dizzy and anxious. And I would always cry no matter what to get blood drawn. And even as a kid, I remember getting a vaccine and like screaming so loudly that like all the other kids in line like left because they were so scared. Like, it's just always been a thing for me. And I remember acupuncture being suggested when I was really struggling on disability leave, and even getting to the point where I was willing to try acupuncture was a huge win because, you know, I never thought I would. Of course, acupuncture ended up being one of the treatments that really helped me with my anxiety and sleep and headaches, and so I was proud of myself for doing that. But even to this day, I've never looked at any of the needles when I'm in acupuncture. I've never looked at any needle when they're doing blood work or I get any type of vaccine. In fact, whenever I'm at the clinic and they've been doing blood work, like, I always look away and they're like, "Are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah, I just don't like to look at it." So the fact that I was so afraid of doing it, but then once the pharmacist kind of sat down and taught me how to do it, and I just started like pumping myself up. I thought about how far I've come on my journey and I'm like, I'm a badass. Of course I can do this. Like, this needle isn't that big. And I just really shifted my mindset. I thought about a student who was in grade 7 and I was his homeroom advisor, and he had been diagnosed with diabetes and he had to start giving himself needles. And I thought of his strength, even though I knew he was afraid. And so I just did it. And I've also been really worried about how the hormones would affect me. You hear horror stories about like how it affects mood and emotions. But for a while, I was really fixated and ruminating on like, what if this is bad? What if it affects me? But I really shifted that. Every time I found myself looping on those kind of thoughts, I would catch myself because awareness is so key. And then I would reframe that thought. And I would say, what if I just let it be easy? What if everything's going to work out for me? What if I don't experience any negative emotional ups and downs? And what's really cool is that I haven't so far. I'm a few days in, and honestly, giving myself the injections when I'm in the right headspace and I've got it, it doesn't hurt at all. It's really such a mindset thing. And I view it as an opportunity for me to really demonstrate my innate resilience, which is not where I started. Like, honestly, the whole spring and summer, I was so upset and angry and not looking forward to it at all. And just to know where I am now is such a testament to what having mindset tools can do, and knowing how to shift and rewire your brain and your neural pathways so that you can view things as more empowering. And I'm really proud of myself. And I share this story, not that all of you will relate to the IVF journey, but because I'm finding myself really seeing the parallels between this experience and being a spoonie, and how much the spoonie tools I have are equipping me for this journey. Because even advocating for myself at the clinic, it's been such a tough experience for me to feel like a patient again. And yet I also view it as such an opportunity to think about the progress I've made. You know, yes, you have to advocate for yourself. Sometimes you're just a number at the clinic, but, you know, me being able to know how to read through everything carefully and ask for support and call and follow up and check in, even though it's annoying to have to advocate for myself, I know that that's what's required to move through our medical system sometimes and get the support that we need and deserve. So that's been really powerful. And also what I realized is that I was trying to control things a lot. I was like, oh, no one's going to help me. I was really looping on this limiting belief of my needs don't matter. And I don't know if a lot of you can relate to this, just this feeling of control and need, feeling like I need to make everything work perfectly. And I was like, this person didn't call. It's so annoying. I have to call them. I started really in the last couple of weeks leaning into surrender and just trusting, like, what if I trust the support I receive? And what if it's safe for my needs to be met? And it's incredible because things started to turn around. Like, all of a sudden people started initiating and reaching out to me, and all these things started flowing to the place with finances and figuring out the benefits and getting all the coverage and, you know, finding the most amazing nurses that are helping with the whole journey and doctors and even like all the internal ultrasounds and blood tests, like it going really smoothly and me not having fear anymore. And I think part of that also comes with knowing how to approach fear, because it's really easy to want to avoid it because it's not a fun feeling. But instead of that, I just really lean towards the fear I felt or when I do feel it. And I just like, hey, you're here and you're allowed to be here. And I notice where in my body it's somatically presenting. And I just give myself a lot of love and compassion, and sometimes give myself a hug, sometimes shake it out if that's what I need to do. Sometimes I let out grrs or I squeeze my fists, like whatever I need to do to actually like honor the emotion that's present, which is really, really important. Something that I'm always telling TSP members is to visualize things going well. Like, for example, some members have been going on trips lately and they were really anxious about it. It's like, well, what if you visualize walking through the whole journey, like from the car ride to arriving to having to advocate for yourself? What if you visualize it all going smoothly and letting it work out? And that's something I've been really leaning into lately is, you know, when I give myself the injections, they make me so tired. That is the only side effect I'm experiencing so far, is I've been taking like 2 to 3 hour naps every afternoon. But when I'm lying in bed about to drift off, what I do is I visualize the hormones doing exactly what they're supposed to. I imagine them like stimulating my follicles and all these amazing, healthy, beautiful eggs being formed. And I just imagine everything, like the egg retrieval process is going to happen in several days. Like, I imagine that going smoothly. I'm just looking at the time that I'm recording this, and it just turned 11:11 as I said this. And I just love synchronicities like that, that just show that I'm on the right path, and knowing that everything's going to work out and having that trust, instead of when I was in that sense of control of just needing things to work out, things weren't flowing. Like, I felt like I kept getting let down. And when I took a step back, which is the lesson that I keep learning over and over again, like it's the same thing within my business. When I had to take a full week off because I got COVID after those trips, like more people joined TSP that week than ever, like more abundance flowed into my life than ever. It's because I took a step back. And I think we can all really learn from that. One of the cards that I pulled from a Gabby Bernstein deck that my friend got me is, when I merge my desire with faith, I can take action from a place of peace rather than control. And I know the word faith might, you know, trigger some people. And inside of TSP, we definitely talk about intuition and connecting with something a higher source of power, whether God is the term you use or universe or source or energy or the universe. Like, it's just, when I read this quote, when I merge my desire with faith, I can take action from a place of peace rather than control. It really just reminds me of surrender, which is probably the hardest thing to grasp, but truly just knowing that if I have a desire, it means it's meant for me and I can trust. I can trust that everything is flowing. And that's really how I feel. Before, I mean, I've been on prenatals for 3 years. We've been trying for 3 years to have kids. And even when we found out we had to go through IVF and ICSI, it was stressful. But then it became an opportunity to also do the genetic testing on the embryos. And that's one way I've been in my mind visualizing my future children not having to carry on my genetic kidney disease. So then it's like, oh, wow, if we do this process, then we can genetically test them. And then not only that, but to find, if you heard the earlier episode with Richard Kellner, to know that I received funding for that genetic testing. It's just like when you really step back, you can let everything flow. It's the same thing with our healing and with our recovery journey. A lot of people are like, okay, and I was like this, going to so many different appointments and trying to make everything work out. When it wasn't until I slowed down and stopped going to all the health providers and doctors and instead just trusted my intuition to guide me where I needed to go, that's when everything started to shift. It's when I stopped doing and focused more on being, when I really embraced rest, which is so much easier said than done, but when I just rested and allowed myself to restore spoons and prioritize my own physical, mental, spiritual well-being. Like, that's when everything changed in my life. And of course, I need these constant reminders, but I want you to know that you're strong. It's really easy to forget how much progress you've made, but think back to when you first had symptoms worsen or when you first got diagnosed. Think about how far you've come since then. Because I know if you're listening to this podcast, you've come a long way because you've already started connecting with resources that are for you. So that's all for today. I am really thinking of all of you. And if you've been considering joining us inside of TSP, just want to encourage you. This is, you know, it's end of November as I'm recording this. And if you were to join, I just want you to think about how much different the holidays could look for you in December. Being able to spend time with loved ones and not have to worry about a huge flare-up. I really am holding space for all of you. And if you didn't know, we've shifted TSP models. So I used to run cohorts, but now it's evergreen, which means people can join at any time. And it's amazing because new members are there. They're at the start of the course. And we have alumni who've completed and people who are halfway through. And on the connection calls every week, it's just so wonderful for everyone to see the progress that's being made and for everyone to inspire each other. And truly, like, I always leave those calls feeling so uplifted. It is an incredible community. And the research is so clear that in order to thrive with a chronic health condition, having a strong peer support network is integral. And having mentorship from someone who understands where you are and has gotten through it. So I just want to remind you that sometimes it's easy to feel like we have to do everything all on our own. I've definitely struggled with that block of like needing control and feeling like my needs don't matter, but your needs matter and you are worthy. And if you've been feeling a call to join us inside of the Thriving Spoonie pathway, I want you to trust that because you might be being guided there for a reason. If you have any questions about TSP at all, you can send me a DM on Instagram at the Spoonie Mentor. You can also email hello@emilyfraser.ca. My amazing team member is also an alumni, and she can help you answer any questions if you wanted to speak with an alumni directly. Sending all of you spoons and hope that you really allow yourself the space to just rest and put your needs first because you deserve it.
Thanks again for tuning in. I hope that this episode helped you restore some of your spoons. If we're not already connected on Instagram, make sure to go follow me at The Spoonie Mentor and send me a DM to introduce yourself and share some of your takeaways from the episode. You can also visit emilyfraser.ca to join one of my programs or courses and learn different ways we can work together. Sending so many spoons, and I'll see you next Wednesday.